Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Joseph Geiger, who is the Executive Secretary Treasurer for the New York City District Council of Carpenters. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So share with our audience a little bit about your union.
Yeah, we're the Carpenters Union, comprised of 20,000 members here in New York City and the adjacent areas, the vicinity. Mm-hmm. We have approximately 15,000 active members out of that 20,000, and we've been going strong during the pandemic. The pandemic, when it hit us last year around March, you know, a lot of work has slowed down. To date, our hours are down about 15% to 20%, but we still managed to do well during this whole pandemic. The pension fund's doing well. The reserves for the welfare with the medical coverage is doing very well. And we were able to provide for our membership during this pandemic. We paid the dues for every active member during this pandemic.
Oh, wow.
We gave them, those who had the medical coverage, we extended an additional 3 months. And there's other situations that we've helped. I'm proud of the organization during this pandemic, even prior to the pandemic. We actually stepped it up during this pandemic, going out, volunteering, having our members go out and volunteer to help those in need,
mm-hmm.
by distributing food, making donations to local communities to purchase the food, and to help the people throughout the city, to give something back to the city, especially those that are having difficult times during the pandemic. So I'm very proud of our membership for doing that, and we still continue to do it today.
And I know we've had you here before. Your union is always very active in helping, giving back. So that's very good to see that this is still continuing during the pandemic.
Yes.
So any special programs that you have, your union has, that you'd like to share with us?
Well, one of the programs that I'm sure we're going to talk about is the Carpenter Rise.
Mm-hmm.
We started this probably at the beginning of the year. It's been very difficult doing everything via Zoom,
mm-hmm.
but I'm very happy that we've started this new program. Carpenter Rise is all about engaging our membership. You know, once we engage the membership and get more people out on the street, being expressing their feelings and being very vocal about it, you know, strength comes in numbers, and we have a large contingency of our members. Carpenter Rise has really changed the scenery and the landscape of New York when it comes to the carpenters. Our members are actually enjoying it. How it works is we engage the membership. We train them on the politics of New York City, mm-hmm. as well as the surrounding areas. And we engage them to do interviews with all local candidates for any position, whether it's city council, mayor, comptroller, borough presidents. So the membership is actually going out and speaking to them via Zoom and doing interviews. And then in return, they make that group who does the interviews with that particular candidate, then they come to the leadership, myself and several others, and make recommendations on who should go forward and who the leadership should interview. And then we decide which candidate we're going to pick and endorse. So mm-hmm. it's been going very well. We got close to 1,000 members right now involved. And like I said, we just started at the beginning of this year. It's been picking up a lot of steam. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from our members. So things are going very well.
So that's very good to see that you have the membership engaged in the process of endorsement. And it's just not the leadership making the decision, but the membership has an actual say and very much involved in the process. That's very good.
Correct.
So talking about endorsements, would you like to talk about some of the candidates you've endorsed for the upcoming elections? And, you know, what about them that you made you endorse, your union endorse them, and how people can go out and support them?
Sure. I can name a few. I don't have all of them off the mm-hmm. top of my head because, as we know, city council, I believe there's 30-something seats
yes,
up.
Yes.
So it's hard to keep track of them. But, like, in the local area here in Brooklyn, we've endorsed Crystal Hudson,
mm-hmm.
Nikki Lucas, over in, I believe it's District 42 for Nikki. We've endorsed Corey Johnson for controller. He's done a great job for the union over the years, especially our union. Most recently, he has helped us with the NYCHR offices over on Broadway in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the building's privately owned, NYCHR is renting out, and they're building out space using non-union with some of these unscrupulous contractors who like to take advantage of their and exploit their workers. So he has written letters. He has called the landlord up personally, and he's done a good job for us, like I said, over the past few years. He supports our union. He supports all unions. So there's a large swath of candidates that we've endorsed.
So speaking about those candidates that you've endorsed, you mentioned Crystal Hudson, Corey Johnson, Nikki Lucas. I know you also have Sandy Nelson, Shekhar Krishna out in, he's in Queens. What would you like to say to our audience, the fact that you went through a process with some of those candidates, what they should look for in voting for a candidate in the June primary, especially if they're ranked choosing?
Right. We try to educate our members on our decisions, on what our endorsements are. Listen, as a union, we want pro-developers, people that are going to support the unions. In the past, a lot of the politicians have promised everything, and the membership are very vocal about that. They all make promises, and they don't keep the promises. So during these interviews with the membership has been doing, they've been calling them out on some of the incumbents, and they want answers. So it's good that the membership is engaged doing this, but most of all, it's all about educating our members with what the whole process is all about, why it's important. You know, it's about carpenter issues. It's not about personal issues. You know, some of our members love their guns, and people oppose certain candidates because they're opposed to guns. But that's not what our logic is. That's not what we're looking at.
Okay.
Because a lot of our membership comes back at us and want to know why we're endorsing certain candidates, whether they're blue or whether they're red. So if you educate them and tell them it's about carpenter issues, about putting more members to work and keeping the doors open, these are the politicians. The ones we endorse, these are the politicians that are going to help us the most.
And talking about putting to work, explain why it is so important and the difference maker in being a union member, a union worker, as opposed to a non-union worker.
Well, obviously, it's area standards, the wages, the benefits. You know, the unions provide a pension. They provide an annuity. They provide vacation pay. They provide good medical coverage. And most of all, good wages, livable wages. Where the non-union, you're lucky if you get any type of retirement. You're lucky you go home at night to your family.
And that's
what happens currently. We're in the middle of pushing wage theft legislation up in the state. It passed the assembly. It's bill, it's in Senate. 2766 is the bill, wage theft bill. So far, we've gotten 31 co-sponsors in Senate. Wage theft bill is about the exploitation of these workers out there. They have nobody to support them. They have nobody to speak up for them. They're owed money. A lot of these unscrupulous contractors make them work 60 hours a week. They're only paying them 40 hours a week if they're lucky. They pay them no overtime. They give them no medical. God forbid one of these workers gets hurt on a job. It's almost like they just get pushed to the curb. You know, we're currently protesting outside the Waldorf Astoria, you know, that world famous name hotel in Manhattan.
Yes.
And they're using, it's open shop. They're using some union contractors, but they're also using non-union contractors. An unscrupulous contractor that's had known violations over the past few years. And the general contractor, the construction manager, just doesn't see that. That particular job was bought, you know, that was bought out by some Chinese developers. And, you know, they're from China. They don't care what goes on here. They get to go back home, and you know, it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
So far to date, over the past year, we've seen three or four individuals get taken out by ambulance who have gotten hurt because they're not working safely. They're not trained properly. As with the union, we have training, and we preach safety day in, day out.
That's important. So how can one become a member?
How do they become a member? Well, we have a lottery system for apprentices coming in. And due to the pandemic, we haven't had it in well over a year.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, when we do open up our membership to apprentices, we probably can have close to 1,000 people waiting online for several weeks outside our building. I mean, they literally camp out in tents,
mm-hmm.
and their other family members come bring them food. And there's been times when it's been really hot out there, but those kids stick it out. And those are the kids you want that are going to stick it out. They really, truly want it.
They want the job.
Right.
They want to be part of the union.
Right. A lot of people come to us and say, why don't you do it, you know, online? Do the membership online, mm-hmm. having these people wait out. You know what? You get some of these kids where their parents push them and they really don't want to do it. Do you really want somebody that really doesn't want to do the business?
No.
So going back to what I said, these people being out there for a few days, and we provide drinks for them. We don't want to see them suffer out there.
Yes.
But they're showing the will that mm-hmm. they want to be a carpenter. They want to make a good living. And it's exciting to see all these people out there and become a part of the union.
Mm-hmm.
And we have other programs too, which is called Building Works. It's a pre-apprenticeship program. They go into some of these diverse neighborhoods, and it's based upon income. Some of these poorer families, we give them the opportunity to become union members. They come in, it's like a 5-week program. We get them trained to a certain extent, mm-hmm. the basic safety rules and what to expect going out there. And from the pre-apprenticeship program, they go move on to our regular apprenticeship program. And then it's entirely up to them. You know, as with any member, it's how bad you actually want it. You know, you can make a good living out of this.
All right. So, Mr. Geiger, we want to thank you so much for coming here and sharing this information about your union. And we look forward to having you back again. And keep up the very good work. Your union
you
is
so
doing
much.
Very good work. Keep
thank
it up.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, Riveting Interviews, Community Updates, In-Depth Analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.